بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. إذا شعرف بلا الشيخ عارف بالله رومي وقت شيخ العرب والعجم هذا شاه حكيم محمد اختصر ودام الله فيوزهم هو اپنے دل میں دفن کچھ ارما کیے ہوئے. The title is هو اپنے دل میں دفن کچھ ارما کیے ہوئے. جو دل کو نور حق سے ہے تاباں کیے ہوئے, جو دل کو نور حق سے ہے تاباں کیے ہوئے, ہر بزم کو ہے اپنی درخشاں کیے ہوئے, ہر بزم کو ہے اپنی درخشاں کیے ہوئے, جو دل کو نور حق سے ہے تاباں کیے ہوئے. میں جی رہا ہوں اشک ندامت کے فیض سے, میں جی رہا ہوں اشک ندامت کے فیض سے, ہر لمحہ ان کو اپنا نگہباں کیے ہوئے, ہر لمحہ ان کو اپنا نگہباں کیے ہوئے. یا رب ہے تیرا ذکر عجب کیمیا اثر, یا رب ہے تیرا ذکر عجب کیمیا اثر, صحرا کو بھی ہے میرے گلستاں کیے ہوئے, صحرا کو بھی ہے میرے گلستاں کیے ہوئے. دونوں جہاں کا کیف سموتا ہے روح میں, دونوں جہاں کا کیف سموتا ہے روح میں, کون جیتا ہے آپ کو جو مہرباں کیے ہوئے, جیتا ہے آپ کو جو مہرباں کیے ہوئے. ہر لمحہ حیات ہوا رشک صد حیات, ہر لمحہ حیات ہوا رشک صد حیات, اس خالق حیات پہ قربان کیے ہوئے, اس خالق حیات پہ قربان کیے ہوئے. ہر خون آرزو کا سلا دل کو جب ملا, ہر خون آرزو کا سلا دل کو جب ملا, عالم کو ہے وہ مظہر جانا کیے ہوئے, عالم کو ہے وہ مظہر جانا کیے ہوئے. کرتا نہیں جو اپنی حفاظت گناہ سے, کرتا نہیں جو اپنی حفاظت گناہ سے, گلشن کو بھی ہے آہ بیاباں کیے ہوئے, گلشن کو بھی ہے آہ بیاباں کیے ہوئے. کیسے سمجھ لوں پا گیا وہ جام معرفت, کیسے سمجھ لوں پا گیا وہ جام معرفت, رکھتا ہے جو بھی خود کو نمایاں کیے ہوئے, رکھتا ہے جو بھی خود کو نمایاں کیے ہوئے. رکھتا ہے مجھ کو مست خزانہ یہ قلب کا, رکھتا ہے مجھ کو مست خزانہ یہ قلب کا، ہوں دل میں دفن کچھ، ہوں اپنے دل میں دفن کچھ ارماں کیے ہوئے، ہوں اپنے دل میں دفن کچھ ارماں کیے ہوئے۔ حالت بدل گئی ہے یہ مرشد کے فیض سے، حالت بدل گئی ہے یہ مرشد کے فیض سے، ورنہ تیرند زندگی ویراں کیے ہوئے، ورنہ تیرند زندگی ویراں کیے ہوئے۔ ہوتا ہے تیرا راستہ مالک کے جذب سے، ہوتا ہے تیرا راستہ مالک کے جذب سے، کرتے مگر ہیں جذب کو پنہاں کیے ہوئے، کرتے مگر ہیں جذب وہ پنہاں کیے ہوئے۔ آخری شعر ہے، اختر کو کیا ہوا ہے کہ عالم میں ہر طرف، اختر کو کیا ہوا ہے کہ عالم میں ہر طرف، پھرتا ہے اپنا چاک گریباں کیے ہوئے، پھرتا ہے اپنا چاک گریباں کیے ہوئے۔ جو دل کو نور حق سے ہے تاباں کیے ہوئے، ہر بزم کو ہے اپنی درخشاں کیے ہوئے۔ یا رب ہے تیرا ذکر عجب کیمیا اثر، صحرا کو بھی ہے میرے گلستاں کیے ہوئے، صحرا کو بھی ہے میرے گلستاں کیے ہوئے۔ رکھتا ہے مجھ کو مست خزانہ یہ قلب کا، ہوں اپنے دل میں دفن کچھ ارماں کیے ہوئے، ہوں اپنے دل میں دفن کچھ ارماں کیے ہوئے، ورنہ تیرند زندگی ویراں کیے ہوئے، ورنہ تیرند زندگی ویراں کیے ہوئے۔ جو دل کو نور حق سے ہے تاباں کیے ہوئے، ہر بزم کو ہے اپنی درخشاں کیے ہوئے۔
بسم اللہ الرحمن الرحیم۔ ہوں اپنے دل میں دفن کچھ ارماں کیے ہوئے، مائی کنڈیشن از دس دیٹ آئی ہیو گاٹ سم آف مائی وشز بریڈ ان مائی ہارٹ، دیر آر سو مینی تھنگس ان مائی ہارٹ حضرت سیز وچ آئی کانٹ اسپیک، دے آر جسٹ ان مائی ہارٹ۔ ایوری پرسن ہیز گاٹ سم ڈیزائرس، سم پیپل ہیو گاٹ ڈیزائرز آف گنا ان دے ہارٹس، سم پیپل ہیو گاٹ ڈیزائر آف دنیا ان دے ہارٹ، and these desires of deen, like a person, that how will Islam spread in the world, Islam must become dominant in the whole world, the love of Allah must spread, whatever, there are many things, and Allah wala Hazrat Damat Barakatum, we can't imagine what these desires are, which are hidden, which are buried in the heart, which did not come out. In Hazrat's bayans, many things, Hazrat, how much he has spoken in his ashar, in his books, but besides that there are still so many things which are in the heart. Jo dil ko noor-e-haq se hai taaba kiye huye, that person that in his heart, jo dil ko noor e haq se, the heart, he has connected it with the light of Allah Ta'ala and has made it lively with the light of Allah Ta'ala. One is, in your heart you have got light of a candle, 5 watts, little bit light. And one, a bright light, the light of the sun is in the heart. And Allah, who is the creator of all the light in the world, Allahu Akbar. Allah's light comes in the heart, how bright and lively is not that heart. Har bazam ko hai apne darakhsha kiye hue. Every gathering, Hazrat says, by that noor of that light of Allah Ta'ala which is in the heart, every gathering is a bright and a very lively gathering. And this is quite clear when a person is connected with Allah Ta'ala, and Allah Ta'ala says about himself in the Quran Sharif, kulla yawmin huwa fi sha'anin. Every day Allah is in a different splendor. And by day is meant here every split moment. So a person who's connected with Allah, that person every split moment is in a different splendor, in a different joy, and in a different enjoyment. Main jee raha hu ashke nadamat ke faiz se. Hazrat says, what is my life support? What is causing me to tick and to carry on living is the ashke nadamat, the sorrows or the tears of sorrow that I could not fulfill Allah's right. I could not recognize Allah as He is. I could not worship Allah as Allah is supposed to be worshipped. The sorrow keeps a person to tick all the time. When a person feels that I've done everything, I've fulfilled every right, then he's now to the, he can't go more. A ball, you throw it up, it will go up as long as the power is there. But the minute it comes to a place where it feels it can't go further, it won't stay there. It will come down. But what is this that keeps a person going up? That, Ya Allah, I can't fulfill your rights. I could not make your ibadat as it was. I falter so much in my ibadat. This feeling, this is a great feeling by Allah Ta'ala, which Allah appreciates. A person tries his best, but feels I haven't fulfilled the rights. That person goes very far by Allah Ta'ala. And a person who doesn't fulfill the rights and thinks I've fulfilled the rights, he has fallen right down. And even that person who hasn't fulfilled the rights, realizes I haven't, and he cries, this person will also go far. But that person who fulfills the rights and thinks I've fulfilled the rights, that person will drop also. And worse is that person who hasn't fulfilled the rights and thinks I've fulfilled the rights. How many of us are such, we don't make daily tilawat, but in my mind we think I read every day Quran Sharif. But yet if we go and take a stock properly, we'll see we're not reading every day Quran Sharif. My Yasin every day. Many of us we think now and then sometimes we read. We say I read every day Yasin. But every day we're not reading it. And we're thinking I'm good, but we are not that. That is the worst condition. Har lamha unko apna nagehma kiye hue. Every moment I've made Allah Ta'ala the watchful eye over me. When a person has this consciousness with Allah Ta'ala, then all the time he's living in that, Allah is watching me. What's it for? Alam ya'lam bi anna Allah yara. Don't you know Allah is watching you all the time? Allah is watching us wherever we are. So the person who has got that darja, that stage of ihsan, of connected, he realizes Allah is watching me. A person who is a worker, and he knows that there are cameras watching him all the time, his work will be according to that. And a person who doesn't realize there are cameras, that person, how will his work be? Quite clear. When your boss is around, how you work. The boss turns his back in the classroom while the ustad is there, then how the students are behaved. The minute the ustad is just one step out of the door, the other leg out of the class, the other leg is still in the class, and already the students start making a noise. So a person who knows Allah is watching, his condition will be like that also. Ya Rab, hey tera dhikr, ajab kimya athar. Oh Allah, your dhikr has got a great alchemy effect. Alchemy is a thing which is just imaginary. Let the people think that there is a certain chemical that you throw it on stone, it will become gold. There is nothing like that. But people, and many people, whole life they were looking for this chemical. They died looking for this chemical, that you just put it on stone and it becomes gold. But in Deen, Allah has given us those chemicals. The kalima, la ilaha illallah, it has got such that a kimya athar, that a person who now, one moment was a jahannami, he just read this kalima and he became a jannati. A person who was hated by Allah becomes the beloved of Allah by reading this kalima. A person who was the lowest becomes the highest. So in Deen there are this. So the zikr of Allah has also got this alchemy effect. It changes this, the zikr of La ilaha illallah. How it transforms a person immediately. Sehra kubhi hai. Sehra kubhi hai. Mere gulistan kiye hue. But this year the zikr, that even if you are in a desert, the zikr of Allah will make that desert also a beautiful garden. The zikr of Allah is such, it will change all the conditions. And if we really can understand and accept this, a person who is regular with his basic ma'amulats, 5 times namaz, zikr little bit tilawat, little bit dua, durood sharif, his whole life will change for so much of the better. So much of peace, comfort he will find in his life. Many of us, we say, I'm having problems. But these basic things we are not doing. For example, how many of us, before eating, we still not reading Bismillah? During eating, no shukr of Allah Ta'ala. How can things come right? Our basic du'as are still not in their place. So these things, if we make that right, it's impossible that our life won't come right. But we want to, how unfair also we are to deen. We're giving the impression I'm practicing properly on deen, but still Allah is giving me problems. Allah, na'uzu billah, it's not like that. We do our basic things and see how Allah Ta'ala's help. And one of the basic things is to feel that I am nothing. I haven't done anything. We are doing nothing and I feel I'm practicing properly on Islam. I don't know why I still got problems. As if, na'uzu billah, Allah is a zalim. That we are just doing little wrong according to us, or hardly anything. I don't know why Allah is still not letting me progress, giving me a better life. We are still so far, this guilty conscience, if we can realize, and we make tawbah, istighfar, this will take a person also very, very far. Dono jahan ka kaif, simota hai ruh mein. The kaif, the quality, the enjoyment of both the worlds, going into my ruh, they are, what will you say, going inside, penetrating into my ruh, the enjoyments of the, both the worlds, jeeta hai aapko, jo meherba kiye hue, that person who lives in such a way that he realizes Allah's favors are so great upon me, and he realizes I'm not worthy of it. For example, steal a chocolate from a shop and eat it, see what guilty conscience you eat it. It's a chocolate, the chocolate that you like very much, but that you stole it, you don't get that enjoyment. You'll be frightened also, just now they maybe come and they catch you that you stole this chocolate. Or whatever else it may be. One is you bought the chocolate with money, proper money, you eat it. And one is your beloved gave you that chocolate. It's all the time you are eating that chocolate, but the same chocolate, the enjoyment is world of difference. One is you stole the chocolate guiltily. You are eating it and the person, maybe he comes and he catches me now. We see our children, for example, where the sweets are kept or something what they like, quietly they go. If somebody just walks in the room that time, see how guilty they feel, that we are caught with that. And the one is you are given it properly, and one is with great love and exclusive for you. So a person who realizes Allah's favors upon me, how doesn't he enjoy every ni'mat, his sleep, his house, his everything? Allah, you gave me this. Your banana you ate, Ya Allah, you made, what kudrat of yours. How many types of fruit, and how you made this banana. And the pecking of every fruit also different. And this you have sent exclusively for me. Every person's rosy comes from Allah Ta'ala specifically for that person. Nobody else can eat that rosy, and you can't miss your rosy. What has been sent for you, you have to get it. and it's destined 40 days before. Wherever it is put, you will reach there, and that is your part of your rosy, which you will have. It is musawwamatan, with the name written on that. That through every dana, every grain of rice, every grain of flour, a speck of flour, whose name is written, that person is. So it has been sent by Allah Ta'ala. And if a person eats it in this way, in the same way, if a person realizes, which our Shaykh Ahmed Barakatum says, that your wife is your Layla Badaste Mawla. That your wife, you enjoy her, she's your wife. But if you just think this, that it is Allah who gave me this wife, she's a gift from Allah's side, your whole attitude will be different. You will enjoy her so much more. And one is that I married her, my parents got me married, whatever arrangements were made, I got married. One is Allah gave her to me. She's a gift from Allah Ta'ala. See, even if you got fights, even if you think she's not beautiful, it will change completely. And you'll enjoy her so much more. So everything, jeeta hai, aapko jo mehrmaan kiye hue. A person who loves in such a way, that everything, Ya Allah, it is your mehrbani that you have given. And our Shaykh, the Ahmed Barakatum, Jazahumullah Khair, on such occasion, Hazrat goes into an ecstasy. And Hazrat says that, say, that not one bit of my share is in acquiring this. This is what I've got. Bidun istihqaq, without zarra barabbar bi istihqaq nahi. I was not worthy of this in the least, but it is solely and only your favors you have given this to. Whatever work of deen we are doing, whatever we have got our food, Ya Allah, it is solely your favors. Then see the enjoyment in this. It is for this reason, great buzurgs, Hazrat Maulana Abdul Ghani Phulpuri, Rahmatullah Ali and them, eating simple dal roti, oh, mashallah, enjoying it so much that you realize Allah is. And you eating biryani, which is from haram money, you realize it, what you enjoyed at a biryani also. But even your simple dal roti, that Ya Allah, it's a gift from you. You have given me this. How much you won't enjoy it. Har lamha hayat wa rashke sad hayat. Every moment of my life, when living it in this way which Hazrat is explaining, becomes the envy of hundreds of lives. Each moment of that life becomes the envy of hundred full lives, which us khaliq hayat par qurba kiye hue. That you have given your life, you have sacrificed it for Allah. Every moment of that life, thousands, hundreds of lives are sacrificed for that life which you sacrificed for Allah, which you have given for Allah Ta'ala. That the value, when you have that connection with Allah, it becomes so valuable. Your age might be 50, 60 years. 15 years you are still immature. Another 10 years you are unmindful, ghaflat. 10, 15 years, but you spend them in the connection of Allah. Thousands of years of lives will envy that life of 10, 15 years, which you had made connection with Allah Ta'ala. Har khune arzu ka sila dil ko jab mila. Har khune arzu ka sila. Every, whenever you had a desire, and you did not fulfill that desire when you got the reward of that. That is, when you sacrificed your haram. Whatever haram desires you had, you wanted to look at that certain woman, you wanted to have that car, even with haram money, I must get it, whatever, anything else, but you sacrificed. So you slaughtered your heart. You slaughtered your desire, it's the heart's desire. And you went against your heart's desire. Alam ko hai, wo mazhar-e jana kiye hue. That person makes the whole world the manifestation of the love of Allah Ta'ala. A person who sacrifices. And this is your haram desires. One time, the Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum, they praised another Sahabi who had passed away very greatly, that he was so great, so pious, everything. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, hearing them talking, praising that Sahabi, asked, should he remember death? And did he ever sacrifice his desires, that is jais desires, that he wanted to eat this, he didn't eat it. He wanted to sleep at this time, he did. No, that he shouldn't. Then Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, he's not of that high position which you people are talking about. So to think of death takes you, and your this is what is done in the Khanqa, to think of death, and your jais desires to sacrifice, tarbiyat, that is your jais desires you sacrifice them. This has got great, great value by Allah. And your haram, even much more greater. You sacrifice your haram desires. You do, whenever you desire to look at a woman, is to speak to Allah. Ya Allah, I really desire, but your hukam, I know you're watching me. I'm not going to look. Not even from the side of my eye. I'm not going to look one bit, whether it's in a magazine, whether it's a live thing, whatever it is. Ya Allah, I'm not going to do it. My child wants that t-shirt, but it's got a murat on it, picture. And my child is crying, but ya Allah, I'm not going to buy it for it. I'll pay more money to give you a better thing, but without a murat. I'll go and look in 10 shops to go and look for something. I'll sacrifice on that what Allah Ta'ala gives. This is when Allah gives, when a person sacrifices his desires for Allah. Har khune arzu ka sila dil ko jab mila, for every desire of the heart which you sacrifice, and Allah paid you for that, and Allah knows, and Allah and when the heart works, like in a government, in a country, there are people who are working, they get their wages, the president gets the biggest wages. So the heart is the president, is the king. And when the heart works, it gets the biggest wages. And what is the work of the heart? That desire, you cut it. You slaughtered that desire. You slaughtered your heart, the greatest rewards you get. Karta nahi jo apni hifazat gunah se. A person who does not protect himself from sin. Wildly he goes and just committing sin, and he doesn't pay any attention. Gulshan ko bhi hai. Ah, bayaba kiye hue. Even a beautiful garden, that person has made it into a desert. At the time of partition of India and Pakistan, many people were running, leaving India and going to Pakistan for safety and security. Maulana Yusuf Kandelvi Rahmatullah Ali said, you are running from India because there's bloodshed, etc. But this bloodshed is not coming from the land of India. It is coming from your own hills. It's in you, in your life. Even if you go to Dar-e Aman, Bayt-e Aman, Makkah Sharif, you'll cause bloodshed there also. It is what is in you that is being, the effect is falling everywhere. What your actions are, that is what the reaction will be. It is your own thing. Jaise karni, waise bharni. As you do, so you will get. So this also, if you have got sin in you, and you come even to the masjid, you'll cause bloodshed in the masjid. How many people? One person just told us now the day, he was in UK, and he made namaz in one masjid. He says, just one salam, and there they took out long screwdrivers and starting to stab one another. He said, I got frightened. What's going to happen? But his friend, they went away in one. Next, the police, the dogs, police dogs. Police with their boots are all in the masjid. Why all this happened? They were unhappy about the imam. Some were for him, some were against him. And they came prepared. And hardly namaz is finished. So even the masjid where you're supposed to have aman, if you've got this in you, you'll make the masjid also a place of bloodshed. You can go to Makkah Sharif, you'll make it a place of, it is what you have got within you. So that is very important, that what we have got within us. Karta nahi jo apne hifazat guna se. A person who does not protect himself from guna, gulshan ko bhi hai. Ah, baya ke ba ke hue. He has made a beautiful garden also into a desert. A place of peace also, he turns it into a place of hell. Kaise samajh lo pa gaya wo jam-e maarifat. There is also a question which many ask. How do I know that that person has got the drink of the maarifat of Allah? That he has become, he has recognized Allah. He has got Allah in his life. Rakhta hi jo bhi khud ko numaya kiye huye. That person who is showing himself. How can I say this person has found Allah? A person who is boasting, I did this, I achieved this, I did like this, I did like this. That person hasn't found Allah. When a person hides himself and tries and hide himself more, that person is the one who has found Allah. That's one of the signs that the person knows he has found Allah, who keeps low profile, who doesn't want all anything of praise, always ascribing it to somebody else. Something go wrong, it's my fault, I did this. And doesn't make a show of his actions all the time. That person is a person who has found Allah. One of the signs to know that a person has found. Quietly is doing his work, which our Buzurg say, work like a bed bug. It makes no sound, no noise. It does its work finish, and when it's gone, now you start scratching. Now you look for it. And don't work like a mosquito. It hardly has done anything, and it's making buzzing, making noise, and you swipe it and you kill it. It didn't do anything. Don't work like a mosquito. Work quietly like a bed bug. Rakhta hai mujhko mask khazana ye qalb ka. And this treasure of the heart, a person who has got it, that person is his bas. He is in a great ecstasy, a great joy all the time. Hu apne dil mein dafan kuch arma kiye hue. That in my heart I've got some desires, my talks with Allah, what I want to, things with my connection with Allah, those desires and that love of Allah which is in the heart, I don't worry about the dunya. The minute a person, if he was living in a tent shanty, and now his mansion has been built, is he going to even think of his tent shanty? He's just going to his mansion. The minute you have got Allah in your heart, this dunya will become like a tent shanty to you. The minute you have got connection with Jannat, with Allah Ta'ala, this dunya will not appeal to you anymore. Nothing. As a necessity, you will engage in dunya, but your heart will not be in it at all. Your heart will be with Allah. Any person who has found Allah, you'll see he becomes disinclined to dunya. And if you haven't found Allah, then still your heart is engaged in the dunya all the time. Halat badal gayi hai ye murshid ke faiz se. My condition has changed by the barakat of my sheikh. That now, or before dunya all the time, all that, now connection with deen. Now enjoy tilawat of Quran Sharif. Now enjoy zikrullah. All these things here. My condition has changed now. No more in the gatherings of just wanting to watch my commentary, wanting to watch a film, wanting to watch this, no more. Now enjoy reading Quran Sharif, remaking zikr of Allah, etc. Karte magar hai jazb ko pinha kiye huye. Varna the rind zindagi vera kiye huye. Otherwise, outwardly I was like a pious person, but inside I had nothing. It was completely empty. I had no tilawat in my life. People just thought he's Maulana Saab, he's Haji Saab, he's a big Sufi, he's a big Tablighi. But inside there was nothing. When you have connection with your Shaykh, then your condition actually changes now. Not just the form, outward form of it, in reality it changes when you get this connection with Allah. Otherwise, you deceive yourself also. I got khanqa topi, I got big beard, kurta, etc. I'm sunnat, I'm a pious person. Eh? But inside, it's empty. There is nothing. I got my jub, I've got my burqa, I'm wearing my cloak, etc. A lady also thinks I'm pious, but inside there is nothing. This is when you make true connection with your share, the inside value also comes in. Hota hai tay ye rasta malik ke jazb se. And how will a person reach to Allah Ta'ala? This will be by jazb, you will get pulled. That is like a magnet you will get pulled. You don't really have to work yourself. You just come in the correct environment, the magnet will pull you itself. You just be ready and don't put anything that blocks the effect of the magnet. Eh? Don't put some like a log of wood or something. You just be ready and the magnet will pull you itself. وَيَهْدِي إِلَيْهِ مَنْ يُنِيبُ. Allah will guide you. That person who has got this inabat, he will get pulled. Karte magar hai jazb ko pinha kiye huye. And this jazb, this being pulled, is in a secret way. Like the magnet, you don't see the magnetic force, how it's pulling. But the magnet is just pulling the other thing. Like that, you will just get pulled. You just come in that closeness, in the vicinity of that magnet. And through the Ahlullah, you will just get pulled towards them. You will enjoy staying in their company, and all the things will come with it then. The ta'alluq with Allah Ta'ala, all that will come, but you just put yourself and open your heart. Be prepared. If a person is determined, no, I'm not going to change. I'm just going to remain as I want to, as I am. And he comes here in a disoriented way. His mind is not ready. He hasn't come with feeling, with jazb. He has just come here. Then very hard for that person. But a person who is open, that person will get pulled very quickly towards Allah Ta'ala. Akhtar ko kya hua hai, ke alam mein har taraf. Hazrat says, what has happened to me? That in the whole world, everywhere, phirta hai apna chaag, gariba kiye hue. I'm walking around, literally, with my, collar open. But what it actually means, not worried about myself, my health, my time, my other response. I'm just walking, going in the world so that people can join with Allah Ta'ala. This Hazrat explains here. So this has got great, great lessons. Phir parna hai ya kuch aur parna hai? Hai. Woh tayyar? Haan, woh suna. وہ ابراہیم کشمیری کا ابراہیم کشمیری کا اچھا ماشاءاللہ
حضرت والا عارف باللہ رومی وقت مولانا شاہ حکیم محمد اختر صاحب ادام اللہ حافظوں کا کلام تو شاہین اقبال اسد صاحب نے اس کو کمپلیٹ اضافہ سم نقش قدم نبی کے جنت کے راستے نقش قدم نبی کے صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم نقش قدم نبی کے جنت کے راستے اللہ سے ملاتے ہیں جل جلالہ اللہ سے ملاتے ہیں سنت کے راستے اللہ سے ملاتے ہیں سنت کے راستے نقش قدم نبی کے جنت کے راستے اللہ سے ملاتے ہیں سنت کے راستے ہے یوں تو بے شمار ریاضت کے راستے ہے یوں تو بے شمار ریاضت کے راستے پر مستند وہی ہیں شریعت کے راستے پر مستند وہی ہیں شریعت کے راستے پہنچے خدا تلک جو پہنچے خدا تلک جو محبت کے راستے پہنچے خدا تلک جو محبت کے راستے اللہ سے ملاتے ہیں سنت کے راستے اللہ سے ملاتے ہیں سنت کے راستے نقش قدم نبی کے ہیں نقش قدم نبی کے ہیں جنت کے راستے اللہ سے ملاتے ہیں سنت کے راستے عشاق اپنی کیف مسلسل کا جام لے عشاق اپنی کیف مسلسل کا جام لے گر سنت رسول کو مضبوط تھام لے عشاق اپنی کیف مسلسل کا جام لے گر سنت رسول کو مضبوط تھام لے دینے لگے صدائے سعادت کے راستے دینے لگے صدائے سعادت کے راستے اللہ سے ملاتے ہیں سنت کے راستے نقش قدم نبی کے جنت کے راستے اللہ سے ملاتے ہیں سنت کے راستے مٹ جائے دار فانی کے رنجو علم بھی آج مٹ جائے دار فانی کے رنجو علم بھی آج کر لے مجاہدات جو راہ حق میں ہم بھی آج مٹ جائے دار فانی کے رنجو علم بھی آج کر لے مجاہدات جو راہ حق میں ہم بھی آج کھل جائیں بے شمار کھل جائے بے شمار ہدایت کے راستے اللہ سے ملاتے ہیں سنت کے راستے نقش قدم نبی کے ہیں جنت کے راستے اللہ سے ملاتے ہیں سنت کے راستے قلب و نظر بچائیے داڑھی بڑھائیے قلب و نظر بچائیے قلب و نظر بچائیے داڑھی بڑھائیے ٹخنوں سے اپنے پائچے اوپر اٹھائیے قلب و نظر بچائیے داڑھی بڑھائیے ٹخنوں سے اپنے پائچے اوپر اٹھائیے خوش کیجئے نبی کو خوش کیجئے نبی کو اطاعت کے راستے اللہ سے ملاتے ہیں سنت کے راستے نقش قدم نبی کے ہیں جنت کے راستے اللہ سے ملاتے ہیں سنت کے راستے دی ہے خدا پاک نے خود اس کی اطلاع دی ہے خدا پاک نے خود اس کی اطلاع محبوب حق بناتی ہے سنت کی اتباع دی ہے خدا پاک نے خود اس کی اطلاع محبوب حق بناتی ہے سنت کی اتباع ملتا ہے مولا عشق رسالت کے راستے ملتا ہے مولا عشق رسالت کے راستے ملتا ہے مولا عشق رسالت کے راستے اللہ سے ملاتے ہیں سنت کے راستے نقش قدم نبی کے ہیں جنت کے راستے اللہ سے ملاتے ہیں سنت کے راستے اپناتے ہیں جو سیرت خیر الانام لوگ اپناتے ہیں جو سیرت خیر الانام لوگ کرتے ہیں سنتوں کا جہاں اہتمام لوگ اپناتے ہیں جو سیرت خیر الانام لوگ کرتے ہیں سنتوں کا جہاں اہتمام لوگ از خود ہی بند ہوتے ہیں بدعت کے راستے از خود ہی بند ہوتے ہیں بدعت کے راستے اللہ سے ملاتے ہیں سنت کے راستے نقش قدم نبی کے ہیں جنت کے راستے اللہ سے ملاتے ہیں سنت کے راستے شیطان اور نفس کی راہوں کو چھوڑ دے شیطان اور نفس کی راہوں کو چھوڑ دے یعنی ہم آج بھی جو گناہوں کو چھوڑ دے شیطان اور نفس کی راہوں کو چھوڑ دے یعنی ہم آج بھی جو گناہوں کو چھوڑ دے ہم پر کھلے ہوئے ہیں ولایت کے راستے ہم پر کھلے ہوئے ہیں ولایت کے راستے اللہ سے ملاتے ہیں سنت کے راستے نقش قدم نبی کے ہیں جنت کے راستے اللہ سے ملاتے ہیں سنت کے راستے گر چاہتے ہیں دل میں خدا کو بسائیے گر چاہتے ہیں دل میں خدا کو بسائیے مرشد کی مان لیجئے نگاہیں بچائیے گر چاہتے ہو دل میں خدا کو بسائیے مرشد کی مان لیجئے نگاہیں بچائیے جاتا ہے دل نظر کی خیانت کے راستے جاتا ہے دل نظر کی خیانت کے راستے اللہ سے ملاتے ہیں سنت کے راستے نقش قدم نبی کے ہیں جنت کے راستے اللہ سے ملاتے ہیں سنت کے راستے دنیا کی ہر برائی سے دامن چھٹک گئے دنیا کی ہر برائی سے دامن چھٹک گئے ایک جست ہی میں سالک مولا تلک گئے دنیا کی ہر برائی سے دامن چھٹک گئے، ایک جست ہی میں سالک مولا تلک گئے، مرشد نے وہ بتائے سہولت کے راستے، مرشد نے وہ بتائے سہولت کے راستے، اللہ سے ملاتے ہیں سنت کے راستے، مرشد نے وہ بتائے سہولت کے راستے، ہے یوں تو بے شمار ریاضت کے راستے، پر مستند وہی ہے شریعت کے راستے، پہنچے خدا تلک جو محبت کے راستے، اللہ سے ملاتے ہیں سنت کے راستے، نقش قدم نبی کے ہیں جنت کے راستے، اللہ سے ملاتے ہیں سنت کے راستے، اللہ سے ملاتے ہیں سنت کے راستے، اللہ سے ملاتے ہیں سنت کے راستے، دینے لگے صدائے سعادت کے راستے، کھل جائیں بے شمار ہدایت کے راستے، نقش قدم نبی کے ہیں جنت کے راستے، اللہ سے ملاتے ہیں سنت کے راستے، اللہ سے ملاتے ہیں سنت کے راستے۔
This famous poem of our Sheikh Damit Barakatuh, Hazrat Swan Khalifa by Asar, has used it as the main subject, and around it he has explained the various meanings and how this poem should be applied in our lives. Naqsh qadam nabi ke sallallahu alaihi wasallam hai jannat ke raaste. Following in the footsteps of Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam is the road to jannat. Allah jalla jalaluhu se milate hai sunnat ke raaste, and by following sunnats a person gets connected with Allah Ta'ala also. Hey, you to be shumar riyadat ke raaste. There are many ways of mujahada, making effort and reaching Allah. It's not only one way. There are many ways. Par mustanad wahi hai shariat ke raaste. But the most solid and strong ones are following shariat. The commands of the Quran Sharif, hadith. Following that way, that is the greatest way a person reaches Allah Ta'ala. پہنچے خدا تلک جو محبت کے راستے, and the roads of love that has reached Allah Ta'ala, Allah Jalla Jalalu سے ملاتے سنت کے راستے. That sunnat is the expression of the love of Allah. Then by that you will reach Allah Ta'ala. اشاق اپنی کیف مسلسل کا جام لے. The lovers can take continuously the drink, the glass, of the quality of the contact with Allah Ta'ala. The lovers of Allah Ta'ala can continuously drink the wine of the love of Allah Ta'ala, kar sunnat rasul ko masboot thamle. If they hold on to the sunnat, they will be drinking the wine of the love of Allah Ta'ala all the time. Allah has kept that in the sunnat, you will be pulled and you will have love of Allah Ta'ala. قُلْ إِن كُنْتُمْ تُحِبُّونَ اللَّهِ فَاتَّبِعُونِي يُحْبِبْكُمُ اللَّهِ. By sunnats, Allah will love you and you will feel that love of Allah Ta'ala. دینے لگے صدائیں سعادت کے راستے, and the ways of honor and greatness, they started calling out, Allah سے ملاتے ہیں سنت کے راستے. In other words, all roads يهدي سبلنا وَالَّذِينَ جَادُوا فِينَا لَنَهْدِيَنَّهُمْ سُبُلَنَا. Who will make effort in the path of Allah, Allah will open many roads towards Allah. What enjoyment, what quality you will have in reaching Allah تبارک و تعالی. مِدْ جَائِ دَارِ فَانِ كِ رَنْجُ عَلَمْ بِ آج. All these worries and problems of this world, they will also be wiped out. You won't see a sign of them. کر لے مجاہدات جو راہ حق میں ہم بھی آج. If we make this effort of obeying Allah Ta'ala. If you have pleased Allah Ta'ala, Allah will remove all your problems of this world also. Even your worries and your depression, Our duty is to please Allah Ta'ala. Khul jai be shumar hidayat ke raaste. Lot of roads leading to Allah will be open. Allah se milate hai sunnat ke raaste. A person who will follow sunnat will be guided towards Allah Ta'ala. Qalb o nazar bachaye, dari barhaye. Guard your heart, don't bring evil thoughts. Guard your eyes, don't look at haram. Keep your beard properly according to sunnat. Takhno se apne paanche upar uthaye. And keep your trousers above your ankles. Khush kijiye nabi ko itaat ke raaste. Make Allah's nabi happy by following on these commandments. Allah se milate hai sunnat ke raaste. By doing this, you will get connected to Allah Ta'ala. Liye khudaye paak ne khud uski ittila. Allah himself has informed us of this message. Mehboob haq banati hai sunnat ke raaste. That you become the beloved of Allah when you follow sunnats. Yuhbibkumullah. Allah will love you when you follow sunnats. Milta hai maula ishq risalat ke raaste. And a person will get Allah Ta'ala when he following the sunnats of Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Allah se milate hai sunnat ke raaste. And a person will get Allah Ta'ala by following sunnats. Apnate hai jo sirat khairul anam log. Those people who make their lives according to the sunnat of Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Not only one, two sunnats, but we try as much as possible outward, inward sunnats of Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Karte hai sunnat ka jahan ehtimam log. Those people who follow the sunnats of Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam, they will get the lifestyle of Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Az khud hi band hote hai bid'at ke raaste. And when you follow sunnats, you don't have to close the roads of bid'at. Wherever there's a vacuum, there is no sunnat, bid'at will come in. Where you don't fulfill a faraz, haram will come in. So if you fulfill sunnat, then no bid'at will come in. You don't have to worry about closing the doors and the roads of bid'at. You just follow sunnats. Allah se milate hai sunnat ke raaste. And sunnats will connect you with Allah Ta'ala. Shaitan aur nafs ke raahu ko chhor de. Leave the roads of nafs and shaitan. Yani hum aaj bhi jo gunahu ko chhor de. Even today, if we give up guna, we don't follow our nafs and shaitan. Hum par khule huye hain wilayat ke raaste. The roads of reaching Allah, the roads of wilayat are open today. All you have to do, don't follow nafs and shaitan. And the roads of wilayat are open for you. Allah se milate hai sunnat ke raaste. Sunnats will connect you with Allah Ta'ala. Kar chahte hai dil mein khuda ko basaye. If you want Allah in your heart, murshid ki maan lijiye, nigahein bachaye. Listen to what our Shaykh says, guard your gazes. Don't look at other women, you will find Allah Ta'ala. Jata hai dil nazar ki khiyanat ke raaste. The heart is destroyed. When you make khiyanat, you're looking at haram things, at other women, then whatever you had even filled in your heart, it is also destroyed. And the glass of the heart, the vessel of the heart, you break it when you break the laws of Allah, when you are looking at other women. And whatever you filled in it, that also you lost. Jata hai dil nazar ke khiyanat ke raaste. Allah se milate hai sunnat ke raaste. On the other hand, the heart will be made and connected with Allah when you follow sunnats. And whatever you have gained, if you make the guna of the eyes, you have destroyed your heart again. So don't break your heart, don't destroy it. Dunya ki har burai se daman jatak gaye. All the evils of this world, they just fell off from your clothes. Like in autumn, the leaves fall off the tree. You don't have to make an effort to take a stick and hit the leaves. They all fall down all the time. Ek just hi mein salik maula talak kiye gaye. And in one second, a person goes to Allah Ta'ala. You just bring sunnahs properly, shariat in your life. You won't have to give up gunas. Gunas will fall away. Love of Allah will come. You'll enjoy ibadat and you'll get connected with Allah Ta'ala. Murshid ne wo batai sahulat ke raaste. Our Shaykh has told us that easy way to reach Allah Ta'ala, Allah se milate hai sunnat ke raaste. Sunnats are the easiest. Follow them. They are the most practical things. And you will get connected with Allah. Whole of deen will come in your life. And finally, Jannat will also come there. And in this world, now you'll get Jannat when you have found Allah Ta'ala. Allah give us tawfiq. Barakallahu mashallah. Hi, Maulana Ahmad.
الأشعار وعدال الشيخ عرف بالله عز الحكيم أخبر الساب دعم ركاتهم مرشد سيد الخاص دعا ساقيا جامع الفت بلادي ساقيا جامع الفت بلادي ميري إصلاح كبي دعا دي ساقيا جامع الفت پلا دے میری اصلاح کی بھی دعا دے میرے مولا سے مجھ کو ملا دے میرے مولا سے مجھ کو ملا دے اور گناہوں کو مجھ سے چھرا دے میرے مولا سے مجھ کو ملا دے اور گناہوں کو مجھ سے چھرا دے ساقیا جامع الفت پلا دے میری اصلاح کی بھی دعا دے مجھ کو نفرت ہو ہر معصیت سے مجھ کو نفرت ہو ہر معصیت سے روح کو میری ایسی دوا دے مجھ کو نفرت ہو ہر معصیت سے روح کو میری ایسی دوا دے ساقیا جامع الفت پلا دے میری اصلاح کی بھی دعا دے ہو تقاضا اگر معصیت کا ہو تقاضا اگر معصیت کا ہوں نہ مغلوب ہمت خدا دے ہو تقاضا اگر معصیت کا ہوں نہ مغلوب ہمت خدا دے ساقیا جامع الفت پلا دے میری اصلاح کی بھی دعا دے اپنی آہ سحر میں یہ کہنا اپنی آہ سحر میں یہ کہنا اے خدا اپنی کامل رضا دے اپنی آہ سحر میں یہ کہنا اے خدا اپنی کامل رضا دے ساقیا جامع الفت پلا دے میری اصلاح کی بھی دعا دے چین کی نین مجھ کو سلا دے چین کی نین مجھ کو سلا دے خواب غفلت سے مجھ کو جگا دے چین کی نین مجھ کو سلا دے خواب غفلت سے مجھ کو جگا دے ساقیا جام الفت پلا دے میری اصلاح کی بھی دعا دے جذب سے مجھ کو اے میرے مالک جذب سے مجھ کو اے میرے مالک اہل تقویٰ کرم سے بنا دے جذب سے مجھ کو اے میرے مالک اہل تقویٰ کرم سے بنا دے ساقیا جام الفت پلا دے میری اصلاح کی بھی دعا دے اپنے اختر کو رسوا نہ کرنا اپنے اختر کو رسوا نہ کرنا اس کے عیبوں کو یا رب چھپا دے ساقیا جام الفت پلا دے میری اصلاح کی بھی دعا دے
This is a dua, but really it is, what is the purpose of bay'at and what contact, why, what contact a person must keep with his sheikh and what we should be getting from the khanqa, what we should be getting from the sheikh. Saqiya jami ulfat pilade, my sheikh is referred to as a saqi, like the person in a tavern who fills your bottle and gives you. So give me the drink, my saqi, my sheikh, of the love of Allah Ta'ala. That is what we should be seeking. Why we are coming here. Meri islah ki bhi dua de. And give me dua for my islah. In other words, we must be having always fikr of our islah. Meri maula se mujhko mila de. Connect me with my Allah Ta'ala. Aur gunao ko mujhse chura de. And let me get cut off from gunas. That is the real purpose of bay'at, of ta'alluq with the sheikh. Not all other our problems, these things have to come into our lives. Mujh ko nafrat ho har maasiyat se, and I have a dislike, a great intense dislike for all sin. Rooh ko meri aisi dawa de. Give my roh such medicine that I hate every sin. Ho taqaza agar maasiyat ka, and if the desire of sin becomes strong in me, Huna maghloob. I must not be overpowered by that desire, by a commit the sin. No. Himmat khuda de. You give me that courage. That time when I really want to look at that woman, I want to backbite, I want to run somebody down, I'm not overpowered, but I control myself. Give me such courage, O Allah. Apni ahi seher mein ye kehna, and O my Shaykh, make this dua for me at tahajjud time. Hey khuda, apni kamil raza de. Give me your full love and your full happiness that you are happy with me. Chain ki neen mujhko sula de. Let me have a peaceful sleep. Khabi ghaflat se mujhko jaga de. And this unmindfulness of Allah, not making namaz, not worried of our islah, looking at women doing wrong things, not worried. Wake me from this. Let me come out of all this. Jazb se mujhko ae mere malik. And O Allah, by jazb, By that love of yours, pull me, ahle taqwa, karam se bana de. Make me amongst the people who have got taqwa. Apne akhtar ko ruswa na karna. And O Allah, don't make this humiliate and disgrace us. Iske aibo ko ya Rab chupa de. Cover our faults, O Allah. So this is really a person should say these words also and understand that is the purpose of bay'at. Why we are coming khanqa, why we keeping ta'alluq with the sheikh? It is for all these things, inshallah.
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Wallah is the fazl and karam of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala
توجه وين بركت او حضرت داون برکاتهم او بلاود حضرت داون برکاتهم that we gonna God Allah is taking the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.
دل کو اگر چمکانا ہو تو کر لو ذکر الا اللہ 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 لا الہ الا اللہ محمد رسول اللہ. دل کو اگر چمکانا ہو تو کر لو ذکر الا اللہ 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 لا الہ الا اللہ محمد رسول اللہ. کوئی بتائے دریاؤں کو ایسی روانی کس نے دی, کس نے چمکتا دن بخشا یہ رات سہانی کس نے دی, ننے منے پودوں کو گلشن میں جوانی کس نے دی. وہ یکتا قدرت بھی یکتا ایسا ہے میرا اللہ. الا اللہ 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 لا الہ الا اللہ محمد رسول اللہ. سوچو ذرا فرعون کے گھر میں موسیٰ کو پالا کس نے, غور کرو مچھلی کے شکم میں یونس کو رکھا کس نے, پہلے آگ میں ڈالا پھر آگ کو پھول کیا کس نے, ان کے نام کے گن گاتے ہیں ابراہیم خلیل اللہ. الا اللہ 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 لا الہ الا اللہ محمد رسول اللہ. جن کو آنا تھا سب آ گئے, صرف قیامت باقی ہے. سورج کے شعلے کہتے ہیں حشر کی شدت باقی ہے, موت جسے کہتی ہے دنیا وہ بھی حقیقت باقی ہے. اب تو نکالو یارو اپنے دل سے خیال غیر اللہ. الا اللہ 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 لا الہ الا اللہ محمد رسول اللہ. سورہ رحمان پڑھ کر کر لو اپنے دل کو نورانی, روشن روشن قلب و جگر ہو جگمگ جگمگ پیشانی. دل میں خدا کا نام بسا دو, بات کرو تم قرآنی. چمکا لو کردار کو ایسا لو کہے سبحان اللہ. الا اللہ 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 لا الہ الا اللہ محمد رسول اللہ. کرے عرض کو گردش میں یوں زیر فلک رکھا کس نے, سورج چاند ستاروں میں یہ نور و چمک رکھا کس نے, لیلہ کے فانی چہرے پر ایسا نمک رکھا کس نے. خالق حسن کے ہر لحظہ ہے, خالق حسن کے ہر لحظہ ہے شان نئی سبحان اللہ. الا اللہ 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 لا الہ الا اللہ محمد رسول اللہ. کیا کیجیے لبریز جب ان کی الفت کا پیمانہ ہو, عقل کی زنجیروں کو توڑے عشق میں یوں دیوانہ ہو. غیروں کا کیا ذکر جب اپنے آپ سے ہی بیگانہ ہو. نشائے عشق الہی یارو, نشائے عشق الہی یارو, چیز ہی ایسی ہے واللہ. الا اللہ 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 لا الہ الا اللہ محمد رسول اللہ. تاریخ اپنی عظمت کی لکھوائی رب کعبہ نے, جان لٹا کر دین کو زندہ رکھا ہمارے آبا نے. جنگ احد میں خون نبوت دے کا جو ہی صحابہ نے, ایک دن میں دی 70 جانے, ایسا پیارا ہے اللہ. الا اللہ 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 لا الہ الا اللہ محمد رسول اللہ. تیغ حکم خدا کو رکھے اپنی گردن پر ہم بھی, رائے حق میں اپنی ہتھیلی پر لے جائے سر ہم بھی. مثل علی کے حملہ کر دے نفس کے خیبر ہر پر ہم بھی, مثل علی کے حملہ کر دے نفس کے خیبر پر ہم بھی. راہ خدا میں جان لرا دے ہم بھی پر کر بسم اللہ. الا اللہ 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 لا الہ الا اللہ محمد رسول اللہ. عشق خدا کی آگوں پہلے سہنے دل میں لگاتے ہیں, جس سے معاصی کے سارے ہی خار و خس جل جاتے ہیں. پھر سالک کو آسانی سے منزل پر پہنچاتے ہیں. رب نے ایسا شیخ دیا ہے, رب نے ایسا شیخ دیا ہے, سب کہہ دو سبحان اللہ. الا اللہ 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 لا الہ الا اللہ محمد رسول اللہ. اپنے رب سے غافل ہو کر اپنی عمر گوا بیٹھے, بھول کے اپنے مولا کو ہم دل غیر سے لگا بیٹھے. خالق دل سے ناتا توڑا, دل کا چین لٹا بیٹھے. چین کہیں ہے عشق بتا میں, توبہ توبہ معاذ اللہ. الا اللہ 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 لا الہ الا اللہ محمد رسول اللہ. اب تک جو ہونا تھا ہوا, اب دل سے توبہ کرتے ہیں. ترک معاصی کا اے اثر ہم آج ارادہ کرتے ہیں. اپنے شیخ کی محفل میں ہم لوگ یہ وعدہ کرتے ہیں. اب مولا کو راضی کریں گے, سب کہہ دو انشاءاللہ. الا اللہ 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 لا الہ الا اللہ محمد رسول اللہ.
بسم اللہ الرحمن الرحیم. اور دعا اخیر, بسم اللہ الرحمن الرحیم. اب تک جو ہونا تھا ہوا, اب دل سے توبہ کرتے ہیں.
اب تک جو ہونا تھا ہوا اب دل سے توبہ کرتے ہیں ترک معاصی کا اے اثر ہم آج ارادہ کرتے ہیں اب تک جو ہونا تھا ہوا اب دل سے توبہ کرتے ہیں ترک معاصی کا اے اثر ہم آج ارادہ کرتے ہیں اپنے شیخ کی محفل میں ہم لوگ یہ وعدہ کرتے ہیں اپنے شیخ کی محفل میں ہم لوگ یہ وعدہ کرتے ہیں اب مولا کو راضی کریں گے اب مولا کو راضی کریں گے سب کہہ دو انشاءاللہ اپنے شیخ کی محفل میں ہم لوگ یہ وعدہ کرتے ہیں اب مولا کو راضی کریں گے سب کہہ دو انشاءاللہ الا اللہ 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 لا الہ الا اللہ محمد رسول اللہ
بسم اللہ الرحمن الرحیم الحمد للہ رب العالمین والعاقبۃ للمتقین والصلاۃ والسلام علی اشرف الانبیاء والمرسلین سیدنا محمد وعلى آلہ واصحابہ اجمعین ربنا ظلمنا انفسنا وان لم تغفر لنا وترحمنا لنكونن من الخاسرين رب اغفر وارحم وتجاوز عما تعلم انك انت العز الاكرم اللهم ارنا الحق حقا وارزقنا اتباعه وارنا الباطل باطلا وارزقنا اجتنابه اللهم حبب الينا الايمان وزينه في قلوبنا وكره الينا الكفر والفسوق والعصيان وجعلنا من الراشدين اللهم طهر قلوبنا من النفاق واعمالنا من الرياء والسنتنا من الكذب واعيننا من الخيانه فانك تعلم خائنة الاعين وما تخفي الصدور يا حي يا قيوم برحمتك نستغيث اللهم اصلح لنا شاننا كله ولا تكلنا الى انفسنا طرفة عين فانك ان تكلنا الى انفسنا تكلنا الى ضعف وعورة وذنب وخطيئة حسبنا الله ونعم الوكيل ربنا آتنا ما وعدتنا على رسلك ولا تخزنا يوم القيامة انك لا تخلف الميعاد ربنا لا تزغ قلوبنا بعد اذ هديتنا وهب لنا من لدنك رحمة انك انت الوهاب اللهم انا نسألك من الخير كله عاجله وآجله ما علمنا منه وما لم نعلم ونعوذ بك من الشر كله عاجله وآجله ما علمنا منه وما لم نعلم اللهم انا نسألك من خير ما سألك منه نبيك محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم ونعوذ بك من شر ما استعاذ منه نبيك محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم انت المستعان وعليك البلاغ ولا حول ولا قوة الا بالله العلي العظيم اللهم آتي نفوسنا تقواها وزكها فانت خير من زكاها انت وليها ومولاها اللهم افتح اقفال قلوبنا بذكرك واتمم علينا بنعمتك واسبغ علينا من فضلك واجعلنا من عبادك الصالحين ربنا آتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار ربنا تقبل منا انك انت السميع العليم وتب علينا يا مولانا انك انت التواب الرحيم سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين.